Good morning, 7:39, Lubbock's First News. Tom and Laura, welcome to the program. Congressman Randy Neugebauer, good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Laura. How are y'all this morning?
Doing pretty good. Pretty good. Relative Middle East and all things considered with Iraq, Syria, and the ISIS problem. One question that I have. Why does everybody except the president and John Heinz Ketchup Kerry refer to this group as ISIS, but they refer to it as ISIL?
Well, that's a very good question. I think one of the confusing things is, you know, that there's different names that people are using. I think last week when I was in my briefings, most of the time people were referring to it to ISIL, but I mean, it's Islamic State, it's ISIS. We're all talking about the same thing, but one of the problems is this organization has been changing its name itself. I think they started off as ISIS, then they said they were ISIL. Now they're just referring to them as the Islamic State. So I think that's part of the confusion.
And some people believe they started off actually as Al-Qaeda, and it's another branch off of that.
Absolutely, and people are tracing this back really to the Muslim Brotherhood, you know. And so, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, discussion going on about the, you know, origin of this group. But the most important thing right now is that they are gaining in numbers. There was a number that came out, I think, on Friday from some of our intelligence resources saying this could be a group that's has a force strength of, 10, 20, 30,000 people. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fighters.
Yeah, and the disappointing thing is you see a lot of young people in our country and other countries who are considered to be the more industrialized, developed countries that are sympathizing and, you know, supporting these people, and they want to go over there and, you know, be the ISIS wife.
Yeah, and I think some of the women are finding out it's not such a great place to be after all. Once they get over there and they discover that, oh, we're not going to get to fight. We have to just cook and clean and whatever.
Be sex
for
toys.
These guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's right. I think, you know, most women, if they have done any reading on how women are treated in the Middle East, that wouldn't be my destination of choice.
Right.
But it is an issue. We have seen some people from other parts of the world going over there to join those fights. And then, you know, some of those people wanting to return to their countries. And I think there's a big discussion going on right now as to whether those people should be allowed to, re-enter the countries.
I say I say lock them out. Don't let them come back. It's 7:42. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Congressman Randy Neugebauer in just a couple of minutes. Lubbock's First News at 7:46. Tom Collins, Laura Mack, and on the line with us, Randy Neugebauer. This last week, I guess, Randy, you had a classified briefing relative to the terror problem. Interesting thing that I had, or not interesting, I just think it's just a stupid, nutty dum-dum. When they were talking to John Kerry, it's not really war. It's really more of a strategic, you know, really?
Well, they don't want to make them more important in the world by granting them the same status as a country or a formal state. They are not recognized as a formal state.
You know what, Randy? Here's my situation. What we need to do is we need to dig down deep in our arsenal, and we need to find where somebody stashed the big old can of whoop ass. That's what we need here.
Well, and following, you know, of course, Saturday night, the video was released of the beheading of a British aid worker by ISIS, again, apparently by the same guy. And so now we've got Great Britain saying that they're going to come on board more with us, and they've already been doing some work, correct, with surveillance aircraft and...
Yes, and some humanitarian relief, and I think they've been furnishing some weapons to the Kurds as well.
Right. And now we're up to, I heard over the weekend, maybe up to 40 countries now saying that they will give some type of aid to the fight against ISIS.
Yes, I think that what the administration's been saying is they're working on putting coalitions together, and some of those coalition members are from the Middle East, and they should be, and then mm-hmm. others are, from around the world. I think the real question is, and what's missing on almost all of the briefings that I had last week, and hopefully we're going to get more specific information, is it's a lot of general terms. Well, these groups have said they'll support. Well, what we need to understand is what is that level of support? Is that, furnishing money, furnishing troops, furnishing air cover, intelligence? Exactly what is the assets or resources that those various partners are going to bring to the table?
And perhaps and then, cutting off funding to ISIS itself.
Exactly. And actually, that's a very good point, because there's a lot of different ways to begin to strangle this organization. And cutting off their funding, cutting off their supply sources is an integral part of that. Because the reason a lot of those young people are joining ISIL or ISIS or whatever you want to call them is there's huge unemployment in that region and a huge amount of unrest. And so, this is a way to go get paid to be doing something and to be a part of something. So as we've talked on previous programs, it's a very complex world over there and obviously now a very dangerous part.
Right.
Yeah, just real quickly, let's kind of shift attention, a little bit farther in a different direction. Relative Putin and Ukraine and all things relative there, what's happening inside the four walls of Congress? What's the discussion on this, or is it just, are we on cruise control, waiting to see what happens, or what?
On the Ukrainian situation?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I think, we've been watching the administration try to, carry out some kind of a diplomatic settlement. We've been, looking at the administration putting these sanctions in place. I think a lot of us, and I can't speak for all members of Congress, don't have a real high regard for Mr. Putin, never have, and really feel like that this president is pandered to Putin in a lot of ways. And now I don't think that President Putin really, has a lot of respect for the U.S. and for particularly for this administration. And certainly when you're dealing then from that position, it's not a position of power. Now, we are going to have the Ukrainian president come and speak to a joint session of Congress this week, and it'll be interesting to see what he has to say to Congress.
Make sure you have your whoopee cushion in your back pocket, would you? All right, it's 7:51. We'll be back with Randy Neugebauer in a couple of minutes. 7:55, good morning, Monday with Tom and Laura, Lubbock's First News. Our guest on the line right now, Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Randy, you guys have been busy, and I guess in the House have passed a bill that says if you like your health care and your physician, you can keep it. What's the story behind this? Is this really going to happen?
Well, I would hope it would, Tom. It's called the Employee Health Care Protection Act of 2013. It was H.R. 3522. Basically just says that, for these plans that employers had in place prior to Obamacare, some of those are about to be forced to change those. And basically, we said, the president said, if you like your health care, you can keep it. And what Congress said last week, the House said last week, is that should be what we should do. So we'll send that bill over to the Senate. But based on, the lack of performance in the Senate, I'm not real optimistic. But certainly, if that's what the president intended, then he should encourage Harry Reid to take that bill up.
Well, this is one thing that I was thinking about over the weekend when I was listening to all this conjecture. On 2014 tax returns, it would appear that people are going to have to actually prove these are people that received subsidy. They have to prove that the subsidy is correct. Otherwise, they will be charged back. Now, you know what, Randy? I would venture to say better than 99 out of 100 Americans, better than 999 out of 1,000 Americans, they don't have the wherewithal to figure that out. I mean, isn't this, it just seems like this whole thing is taken to another level to where people just have to accept it because they're not smart enough to do it.
Well, and that, and Tom, unfortunately, you know, because a lot of the implementation problems, there's what we're discovering, there's a whole bunch of fraud. I think they did a little test here the other day where they went in and had some people, try to sign up for Obamacare and then sign up for the subsidies. And I think a good portion of them were able to basically defraud the system and get be determined eligible for subsidies that they, in fact, weren't eligible for. So, like you said, it's a mess. It creates an opportunity for people to, you know, maybe not to be honest. But then there's going to be some people, just like you said, that just don't quite understand how to navigate through that, and they may unintentionally, get money that they weren't entitled to, and then they're going to get, a letter from the IRS and all of the mess that goes with that.
Yeah. You know, I don't think that the money really should be issued as a subsidy if people don't qualify. Now let me tell you this. Let's juxtapose this next to the Star Card. Okay? Food stamps. Okay? If you qualify for food stamps and you get awarded the food stamps and you use food stamps and you really don't qualify, I don't see the government going back and saying, you know what? Cough it up, buddy.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think I know exactly what you mean. And I think that's just part of the problem. The government has gotten so big and so complex. It's hard for, to police all of the different programs. And that's the reason we need to kind of get the government out of the way and let the people start ruling again in this country.
Right. Hey, Randy, hope you have a great day. I know you guys are going to be taking off here directly for a while. What are your plans coming up real quick?
Well, we'll be headed back to Texas, depending if we adjourn at the end of this week, which is planned. And so we'll be headed back to God's country.
All right.